The next Masvid is a dedicated Talmid of Rosh Hashiva, tireless work on behalf of the Yeshiva, of Moshe Kowland.
Rosh Hashanah Bonim. End of two very long roads. One that we all began upon 14 months ago when our dear Rebbe and Rosh Hashiva was diagnosed with his illness. Another that we all began upon when this giant of a man introduced us to his king, the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. We became Talmidim, and we walked the road of Avodas Hashem with his guidance, with his wisdom, in his shadow, and most of all in his company. Those roads all end here, the completion of the Shiva for Moreinu, for Rabbeinu, for Rav Yisrael Neach, Ben Rav Yitzchak Matisyo, Zeche Tzadik Livrocha. We all of us now begin a new journey on a new road. A journey that is scary and is fraught with challenges and with fears. But at the same time, a journey that we must not deny and that we must not avoid. The journey to finally be what he asked us to be all of these long years. Truly independent, Ovdei V'Lechmei Hashem, servants and fighters for God Almighty. I want to talk a little bit about his stature. The Rosh Hashiva applied himself to Torah study with a focused mind and a very excited heart. I remember how he used to learn in the Beis Medrash, always standing out of his respect for the Creator and the Torah that he loved so deeply. He would start to sway backwards and forwards, one arm moving in rhythm, chanting the words softly, going over and over and over the halacha he was studying. There was an unwritten rule at Eish, and no Talmud should ask him questions when he was learning in the Beis Medrash. All of us knew not to disturb him, not to rob him of those precious hours of learning, but we all watched him. We couldn't take our eyes off him. He moved in time to the words he was saying, and slowly he would lose himself in the back and the forth. Yisroel, Araisa v'kudshi brichu chadhu. He was one with his Creator. He was one with the Almighty's Torah. He remains an indelible memory, etched in my mind. The formative experience of watching our Rebbe learn Torah Lishmo. Who could forget as he walked the streets of the Rover, pausing at set places to focus on the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidius and how he gave tzedakah, how he greeted people, his simcha, a man of God, always in the presence of his Creator. He was deeply real. And he wanted us to be real as well. I asked him once whether it was better to daven a slow amida or a faster one. He didn't like the question. And he told me, if you mean the words when you say them, then that's the right amount of time. If you mean it, you mean it. Don't stand there persuading yourself that you mean it. His clarity shone like searchlights in the dark sky, allowing us to find our way through the fog of this golos and the mist of our own uncertainties. He answered our questions immediately because he'd thought of them before. He anticipated where we might falter because he understood where we were headed. He reached out his arm to hold us steady, so we would never know how it felt to fall and have to get up on our own, because he knew how it felt to fall and have to get up on his own. He shared our disappointments. He danced with our successes. He taught us to take pleasure in any triumph for Kiddush Hashem, but also to always demand greater and greater accomplishments from ourselves. He towered over us all these years. And his impact was not diminished even slightly by this withering disease that robbed him of his strength and his vitality and his stamina and his mobility and eventually his life. He remained for us a living Torah scroll, strong, resolute, energizing and compelling. He was Kodesh and focused, deep, totally committed to Asiyas HaMitzvos, Havonas HaTorah, Avodas Hashem. He walked independently with the Almighty. He was a lion. I want to talk about his teachings. Rebbe, you taught me not to be scared, and that the first step to real greatness required getting used to being lonely. You taught me to never seek covert, and to always try and heal any problems I saw. You taught me to take responsibility for other people's weaknesses, and never blame anyone else for my own. You taught me to lead with my head, and to live a life of spiritual pleasure, and to define my terms, and to watch my step. You taught me to fight with passion and to never be divisive. You taught me to unify people and to teach, to try and suck up everyone else's pain and never cry out myself. You taught me to struggle for sanity. You taught me the power of simonim, the need to be real with whatever we learned. You showed me how to internalize ideas and how to live a holy life. You taught me how to think and how to process, how to evaluate, how to strategize. You taught me that Torah is true, and that one must trust that reality will bend and follow what is written in the Torah, and that if we try, there is no failure. You taught me to be tough and resolute, to stand up for what I believe in, and to respect others that do the same. You taught me to seek the honor of Hashem and His Torah, and to never undermine other people's efforts. And most important of all for me, you taught me to never make a person feel bad for his mistakes, to always give hope, warmth, and kindness, just like Hashem does. Your ideas are sweet. Rabbi Shaul Rosenblatt told the family yesterday that we are Talmidim of your Torah, your wisdom, and your insight. We did Kiruv as you did because it was a Chiyuv, but your real contribution, what really drew us to you and draws us to you, is your Torah and your Chidushim. I want to talk about your leadership. The thing he felt most privileged about was being involved in the fight for the Jewish people. He would say, "Ah, mi ka'amcha Yisrael goyechot ba'oretz," the nation he loved and respected. When he would describe the beauty of Am Yisrael, or the potential of Am Yisrael, he would become so struck with wonderment for Hashem's nation, he'd sometimes be unable to continue without tears rolling down his face. He simply couldn't slope off to the side of the universe and watch Am Yisrael fall below its potential. He couldn't stand it, because he knew what Am Yisrael could and should be. He led because the Torah called upon him to do so, and that was the source of his commitment. He saw that the Torah he loved demanded something of him, so without any regard for his own plans for self, he began to fight for the Am Hashem. For 50 years, he built bridges over impassable rivers of assimilation, and he carved tunnels through the tall, tall mountains of Western indifference and ignorance. The entire international faculty of Eishet Torah can testify that whatever we accomplished, we could always focus our eyes to the distant horizon. And there was Reb Noach, with iron rotzen, moving quickly towards the next paradigm shift, dragging an entire generation of assimilated Jews uphill, and miraculously bringing vibrant Torah life to assimilated America and the rest of the world. He built faster and better than any of us could. He inspired and partnered in the building of branches and discovery and fellowships and Aish.com and Aish Campus and Hasbara and vocation and imaginations and Project Inspire and Project Chazon and Hesder and the Russian and the South American programs. He built and he built and he built, and if he stopped to rest, it was only to turn to us, straighten his back and bellow, Mil Hashem Alai! Come on, guys! The Almighty will help us. Let's get the job done. Are you with me? He wasn't relying on us. He only relied on Hashem. With or without us, he was carrying on. But that vision of his total dedication is enough to galvanize us to continue the fight. The rest of Klal Yisrael stood by, hands on their hips, mouths just wide with astonishment, as he, assisted by the unequaled and unimaginable Mesiras Nefesh of the Rebbetzin, the children, accomplished milestone after milestone after milestone, planting the flag of meaning on every continent, bringing vibrant Torah life to communities and shuls and families that have been written off long ago, empowering disenfranchised youth to become rabbis and teachers, strong, focused, smiling emissaries of a truth abandoned by their families long ago. He taught us how to snatch up the flaming torch of Torah and hold it aloft. He taught us what a schus to fight for truth, to fight for good, to fight for Hashem. So he built a generation of young leaders. He defied conventional wisdom. And he proved that Jews who did not grow up observant could become jewels in the Almighty's crown. That we could and that we would bring the Jewish people back to their rightful place as a light to the nations. Amleches koyhonim v'goy kodosh. He gave a whole new meaning to the pasuk, Even mo'aso abonim ha'isol ha'rosh pino. And he brought life to the pasuk of V'heshiv lev avos abonim. He taught the whole world and that if it says it in the Torah, then it is reality. That it can all be done. Rebbe, we believed that you would lead all the Baalei Tshuva in the world and all their teachers to greet Mashiach. We believed that we would have you with us forever. But Hashem wants it to be different. And we accept that with love, as you would have taught us to. Rebbe, please understand that when you taught us the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Mokim shen anoshim ishtadli asish, we thought it's not true that there are no anoshim. Rabbi Noach is a man, and we can follow his lead. But now, you are no longer here, and we must step up to the plate. My friends, we have a lot of work to do. We have a world to change, and now we can know that no one is going to do it for us. We have to stand together and be the men we can be. We have to trust and turn to Hashem. There is so much to do and so little time. Now we are mourning. But soon it will be time for building. Building ourselves and building Klal Yisrael with the help of Hashem. I want to publicly thank the Rebbetzin for her years of Mesiras Nefesh, so that the hundreds of you in this room and the hundreds of thousands of us around the world can know Hashem. Every moment that you sacrificed gave birth to another one of us. And your Mesiras Nefesh is a candle that ignited each of our neshamas. It's a debt that we can never repay. I want to thank Rebbe for giving me life, for introducing me to Hashem, for giving me the gift of Torah, and for enlisting me in a life of meaningful endeavors. Rebbe, please be moichel me for not being able to believe in myself as much as you did, for not living the ideas that you taught me, and for not being the Talmud that you wanted me to be. Please go before the Kisei HaKavod and beg the Ribbono Shel Olam to help us make this world a perfect world, to help us end all the ignorance and all the suffering, and help us bring the Mashiach without pain. B'mheirah v'yameinu, amen.